Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Tzadi Zayin. Tzadi Zayin. We are start on Tzadi Vav Mevez. We started the perek 2 days ago of Hamotzi Tfilin, the last perek here in Maseches Erevin, and we will start with Tzadi Vav Mevez, Amar Reb Elazar. So we're in the sugya of Zman Grama. A lot of sugyas on yesterday's daf, Zman Grama and Bal Tosif and Tfilin on Shabbos, Tfilin being an os and Muksa. Important discussions that the Mrs. Shrichas Kavana, a lot of major topics on yesterday's daf. I also mentioned yesterday that the big Tosfos here that goes over from Aron Aleph Tam Beis is one of the places in Shas where Tosfos quotes the issue of whether one can make a bracha on a mitzvah that one is not obligated in. So Tosfos starts off by saying on the bottom of Amud Aleph, Mikan Amar Rabbeinu Tam, to Mutter Lenashim Levarech Al Kol Mitzvah Zaseches Ban Grama. Mikan, from here, the fact that Rabbi Yossi and the others say that women could do it, that also means they can make a bracha. Afal gav de peturos, even though they're exempt, they're pater. Kamo micha bashol, shahaisa mistama gama varechas. Mistama, she made a bracha too. Doesn't say that she was limited in any way. And then Tosfos relates to the discussion of Maseches Bava Kamma, which I did not get to mention yesterday. I wanted to do it right now. The Gemara Bava Kamma daf Pei Zayin quotes Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, we know, was blind. Suma. So not only is a woman pater for mitzvahs, according to some shitos, Rav Yehuda, a suma is pater for mitzvahs too. So the Gemara there says, Tosfos quotes it, the second to last line, Meikara manda amar liachalak Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosef says, originally, when people used to tell me that Allah is like Rav Yehuda holds that a suma, a blind person, is pater for mitzvahs. So Rav Yosef says, when people used to tell me that Allah is like Rav Yehuda, that I, says Rav Yosef, I'm pater from mitzvos. Avidna yamatava l'rabbanan. I used to make a yantif. I used to make a party. Why? Delo mifkidna v'avidna. Because I wasn't commanded, and yet I'm still doing it anyway. Amazing. I'm volunteering. But then, says Rav Yosef, once I heard the statement of Gadol hamitzuba v'yoseh m'meisha ein hamitzuba v'yoseh, greater is the person who is commanded and does it. They have a greater yitzahara not to do it. Something that we have to do. So then I was, whoever told me that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, I made a party. So that's Rav Yosef. So does that tell us anything about the bracha? Would he have made a party for volunteering if he wouldn't have been able to make the bracha? That's one of Rabbeinu Tam's rayas. Very interesting raya. The Imba Makom says Tosfos shepater vaose. Our Gemara doesn't say a word about it, but that Gemara, Yibavakam and Peizayin, Tosfos thinks is a more of a raya. That Rav Yosef wouldn't have made a party if he would not have been able to make a bracha on the mitzvah. The Imba Makom shepater vaose aser levarech imkena my kamar tahavi avid yamatavla. Why would he have made a yantif? V'halom mafsid kol ha-brachos shel kol ha-mitzvos v'kup brachos b'chol yom. It couldn't be that he would have made a party. V'lochashe bracha levatala. And it's not called a bracha levatala if I make a bracha on a mitzvah that I'm not obligated in. Kivet shemavarech al ha-mitzvah she'oseh. Since he's making a bracha on the mitzvah, avabi shepater, meaning, Tosfos is saying, it's a chefse shel mitzvah. The chovetz gavra does not exist. On the person, it's not a chiv, but objectively, it's a mitzvah. Other people have to do it. Objectively, it's a maisa, a mitzvah, and that is enough of a raya. So says Tosfos, that is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, and that is what the Rama quotes. Rama quotes this in Hilchos Tzitzis and others and other places. Then Tosfos will continue. So continue a little more, and then we'll get back to Tzitzis and Tefillin. Umiyu ein raya misuma leisha. But don't bring any rayas, then Tosfos says, from a suma to an isha. That a suma is allowed. That Gemara over there, Baba Kama, is about a suma. So is that exactly parallel to an isha? They're both pater, according to Rabbi Yehuda, an isha, suma is pater from mitzvahs. And, well, we paskin, everybody, an isha is pater from zman gromis. But don't compare the two exactly. Umiyo ein raya misuma leisha, de suma mechayev midirabanan. Because a suma, at least, is chayev derabanan, says Tosfos. This Tosfos also appears in Baba Kama there. Umikamakam ayesamech Rav Yosef, mishum tebida raisa lo mifkid v'yavin. At least a suma is chayev derabanan. A woman is not even chayev derabanan in the mitzvah saseh shehazman grama. That is Tosfos' ha'ara here. Tosfos continues and says, what do you mean a suma is chayev derabanan according to Rav Yehuda? Tosfos now has the important line of, why, if a suma, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is pater from all mitzvahs daraisa, and a woman is pater from zman grama, Tosfos is suggesting that the rabbanan, though, obligated a suma in mitzvahs, while they did not obligate a woman in mitzvahs. Why not? That's why Tosfos says you can't compare them. But why not? Why didn't the Rabbanan do the same thing? Says Tosfos, skipping a couple of lines, that a Suma, if he wouldn't be chayiv in mitzvos, then he would be just like an Akum. What would be the difference? He's not chayiv in any mitzvos. So obviously the Rabbanan had to obligate him. Masha'enkid by a Suma, by an Isha, she's obligated in all mitzvahs that are not time-bound, that are not zman groma. So they wouldn't have to obligate him. Good, that's Tosfos. The Achronim now pick up on Tosfos, says, wait a minute. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're saying that a Suma is pater for mitzvos, and therefore the Rabbanan had to obligate him? But one minute, isn't a Suma chayiv in all los ases? He's chayiv in all losas. What, a Suma can eat treif, according to Rabbi Yehuda? A Suma can wear shatnez? A Suma can be v'chal Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda? So there is a Tosfos read in the Sefer HaMachriya that seems to say yes. It seems to say a Suma is pater from all mitzvahs. But it's very difficult to say. So what the Achronim say, rather, to explain Tosfos is that, of course, they're obligated in los ha'aseis. But the los ha'aseis do not give Kedushas Yisrael, do not reflect Kedushas Yisrael on a Jew. Los ha'aseis is what we don't do. Aseis, that reflects Kedushas Yisrael. Chiv and mitzvahs. And that's why a Suma would have had to been obligated to Rabbanan, Masha'en Kein, a woman. Okay, that's an important discussion in Tosfos. Good. What else did we have to fulfill our nether from yesterday? Tefillin and tzitzis. So the Shulchan Aruch says, as we know, tefillin and tzitzis are zman grumas. And the question is, though, women do other zman grumas, so can and should they do these zman grumas? As we know, women, the halacha is, should not do zman grumas. The halacha suggests that they don't, even though they are do other mitzvahs. Why not? Says the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Lamid Ches. Nashim avadet peturim mitfilin mipnei shei mitzvos aseis zman grama. Ve'im hanashim rotzin lahachmir al atzman mochin biyadon. Says the Rama, if the women want to wear tefillin, we don't let them. Why not? This is by tefillin. What about by tzitzis? So there are two different reasons. By tzitzis and tefillin, actually both of them have one common reason, and then there's an extra reason. The Targum Yonatan Ben Uziel writes in Parshas Kisetze that tefillin and tzitzis are now beget-ish. Because for thousands of years, they have not been worn by women. They have now the status of beget-ish, and therefore they cannot be worn by women. Maybe originally, if women would have started doing it, originally, but right now it has a status of beget-ish that cannot be changed. Can't be changed. What's it as a status? Well, women start, but they can't start because it will be beisur to start. So that's number one. Number two, tefillin has a more serious issue though. And that is, as we know, we used to wear tefillin all day. We used to wear tefillin all day. We had a couple of days ago that somebody was coming in from the field. It would have been a bizayon to carry the bundle on their head with their tefillin shalrosh. What are you talking about? Tefillin shalrosh with the bundles. They wore tefillin all day. Like today, the Talmid Agra, the only ones left that wear tefillin all day, generally. There are a couple of Yechidei Skula. But other than that, we don't wear tefillin all day. Why not? Because we have a lot of other things on our mind. We realize our nature, the reality, and we want to be able to keep a clean mind and a clean body in terms of always having purity when we are wearing tefillin. So we don't wear tefillin all day. We don't wear tefillin all day, fine. But we wear tefillin when we daven. Why? Ein brera. Ein brera. We don't have a choice. For men, there's a chi of mitzvah. We're taking the kedusha of the Torah, we're wrapping it on us, we're putting tefillin on our arms, on our head. That's very risky. But you know what? We do it because we have to. But we don't do it more than we have to. We don't do it all day. We don't wear tefillin when we go on the train, on the bus, because we realize the reality. But we have to wear it when we wear it. There's a big mystery why we don't put tefillin on when we daven mincha. We're davening. So why don't we just wear tefillin by mincha? That's a tzorach iyun. Rav Sternbach had that tzorach iyun. I understand why not. You know, if the whole point is you're having taras ha-moach v'haguf by davening, okay, either way we only wear it by shacharis. But women aren't obligated. So they're not allowed to take that risk. They're only allowed to do zman grumas that there's no downside, there's no risk factor. But here, if there's a risk factor, why put themselves into a position? And it would be presumptuous if any woman goes and tries to do it, because it's not appropriate. Right, we don't put tefillin on an 8-year-old, we put tzitzis on an 8-year-old, you already see there's a difference. There's a risk factor by lahavdil. But I'm not comparing women to ketanim. Women have das. But men and women are equal. And men have to wear it because ain't brera. Because we have a chiv daraisa to wear tefillin every day. Masha'en came when it comes to women. That is generally the two reasons, one specific to tefillin, why women should not with tefillin, even though it is just a zman grama. There's just one other ha'ara. The Prima Gadim has a suffix whether the din of wearing tefillin all day is a din d'araisa or a din d'rabanan. Pashas is a d'rabanan, because if it's a d'araisa, then we should have to work harder on ourselves. Had the rabbanan just get rid of it and say we don't want tefillin all day? Right? How'd they get rid of it? It must be that it's a din d'rabanan. Rasher Weiss, in one of his articles about tefillin, says, no, maybe not. Maybe not. And he brings a number of rias to this and says, what's the mitzvah of tefillin? The chi of tefillin is defined as wear tefillin whenever you can. That's the din d'oraisa. So if I live at a time period earlier in history when maybe we could focus more and we could wear tefillin properly throughout the day, that's the mitzvah d'oraisa. But when a generation gets to a stage where we can't wear tefillin all day, we can't have proper thoughts and proper body cleanliness all day, that's the din d'oraisa, to wear tefillin as much as you can. That's how the mitzvah is formulated. L'mashal, I don't remember if he gives this mashal, but l'mashal, how much do we have to learn? What's the chi of d'oraisa of Talmud Torah? So it's formulated by the stipler, it's formulated by the other achronim, in all of your free time. So what's a person's free time? When they're spending time with their wife, that's not free time. When they're in the bathroom, it's not free time. When they're eating, it's not free time. When they're doing everything they need to do in life, it's not free time. So all of my free time. So we have to be honest with ourselves. Oh, I don't have any free time. I have zero free time. I have 2.5 minutes a day. That's the famous Rabbi Saul Salanta story. Somebody comes to him and says, Rebbe, I only have 5 minutes a day. Should I learn Gemara or should I learn Musar? He says, learn Musar, and you realize you'll have more than 5 minutes a day. Right? That's what we have to be honest with ourselves. But so similar to that it is a sliding scale chiyuv of Talmud Torah. So too tefillin. That's how Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Asher, formulates the chiyuv of tefillin. It's whenever there is a possibility of wearing tefillin. Okay, a couple of other issues related to tefillin. Now we get into tzitzis. So we are on Tzadik Vavim Abeis. Amar Rebbe Lazar. Just keep in mind, by the way, as I mentioned, making a bar mitzvah tonight, Be'ez Hashem, Sunday, the next 3 days, we'll put up the shiur from the last cycle. Monday we'll be back. Monday we'll be back here for a couple more days before I travel. But Monday morning, Be'ez Hashem, we'll be back. But Be'ez Hashem, the next 3 shiurim will be up. They will from the last time. So Amar Rebbe Lazar. Says Rebbe Lazar on Tzadi Vav Amid Beis. Hamotzi Tcheles Bashuk. If somebody finds Tcheles, in the shuk, in the marketplace, what's the issue if somebody finds tcheles bashuk? The issue is that one needs, for tzitzis, for the mitzvah of tzitzis and tcheles, one needs that the strings should be spun and dyed lishma. Tevia lishma and sevia lishma. And now I find these in the market, I don't know if they were made for tzitzis, I don't know if it was made stam for a baguette. So, what's the halacha? Mostly tcheles bashuk. Lishonos psulos. Lishonos strips. If I find strips, it is pasul. Chutin ksherim. But if I find threads, then it is kasher. So maishta lishonos. Why are lishonos a problem? The strips of tcheles. D'amar adaita d'glima tzavinu. Because I will think, I have to assume that maybe they were dyed not for tzitzis. They were dyed for some type of a shirt. So chutinami nema that deklima tavenu. What's the difference if I find strips or threads of tchela sitzes? Right, either way, well, shouldn't I be worried? So answers the Gemara, bishizurim. Bishizurim, they are already twisted. If they're already twisted, then I can assume that they were done lishma. Shizurim nami, what do you mean? Nema, even if they're twisted, why don't we say adaita to shifta to glimai finu? Maybe they were made to be a hem at the bottom of a beged. Right, so there too, how do I know? Bimuf sakin, they're twisted and they're cut into small pieces. De kule hai vadi lotarchi inshi. People aren't so matriach themselves in order to twist them and cut them small, unless they're making tzitzis. So that's got to be for tzitzis. Period. Amar Rava, let's finish, and then we'll talk about tzitzis. But Hashem, Amar Rava, chi adam tareach lasos kamiya kimin tefillin. But what do you mean? The question is based on a Gemara. Remember, our mission in the beginning of the parak says only if you find yeshanos, if you know they're vaday tefillin, but if they're chadashos, you're not sure. But what are chadashos? Chadashos are, you have tefillin with the straps, and they're not knotted. Isn't that what chadashos are, as we'll talk about? Would a person be matriach themselves at least to do that? It's not. You see chadashos, you're not allowed to take in because you have to be worried that they are an amulet. They have to be worried that they're a kamiya. But what do you mean? If they look like somebody went through the trouble of making like the tefillin boxes with the straps coming out, they just don't have is that fully processed tefillin? Would somebody be tarev to that? So you're telling me that if the bite tzitzis, if they're threaded, if they're spun and they're cut small, people aren't going to be matriyaf so much. So you can assume for sure that they were made l'shma. So why don't you say the same thing by tefillin? Answer: Amar Rabbi Zeira la'ava brei. Rabbi Zeira told Ahava his son, right? Not a common boy name. Bizman hazeh. Ahava brei. Puk tani lu. He told his son, go tell them the following braisa. Hamotzi tchilas bashuk, lashonas psulim, chutim of sakhing shaven. The same exact statement I made before, but here the braisa has explicitly the reason. Lefi she'ein adam tareach, v'chulu. Period. So Ava goes to the base of Medrash and says over the braisa, Amar Rava. So Rava hears it and says, Umishib de tani la Ava brei de Reb Zeira, kipi tali la. Just because Ava, the son of Reb Zeira, said this, well, we have to hang, Rashi has two deyas here, either pearls or rings on it, meaning this is this braisa is God's gift to the world? I don't understand. What's so great about this? Okay, so he said a braisa. I still don't agree with it. I still don't understand it. Says the Gemara, so what do you do with our Mishnah then? Rav is saying, okay, what does Rav basically mean by that? Maybe it's not an authoritative braisa, which the Amoraim have sometimes the power to say that, as we've discussed. So the Hatznan, but the Mishnah says you can't get out of a Mishnah. But Medrash Amorim biyishanos, avo b'chadashos pater. The Mishnah though says that you're not allowed to take in chadashos from the outside, from the sadeh. But what do you mean? Rav is bothered that wouldn't people be toreach? So El Amar Rava, Tarach Velo Tarach Tanoihi, it's really a Machlokes Tanoim. A Machlokes Tanoim seems to be about what people do. About what people do in terms of whether they would be Tareach in order to make something that is not a Chefsa Shal Mitzvah. They'll make something for a ham, they'll make something for an amulet. So, and maybe we'd never like saying that it's a machlokas and mitzias. It could be that there is a certain percentage of people that do this. And the question is that halachically significant, that percentage of people? That's how it can be formulated. Tanoihi, so it's a machlokas tanoim. Titania, the Brisa says, Hamotzi tefillin machnisen zog zog, echada ish, viechada isha, echad chadashos, viechad yishanos. Div Rabbi Meir, Meir always says, you're allowed to. Meaning, what's the svar for Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir is saying that one does not have to be worried that this is an amulet, because people wouldn't be matriach to make it almost tefillin. Rabbi Yehuda oser bechadashos, umat Rabbi Yishanos, he asers chadashos, alma mar savar tarach inush, umar savar lo tarach inish. Period. That is the first section of the discussion of tzitzis. Good. Two ha'aris. And that is number one. Once we talk about tzitzis and tchelos, again, tchelos obviously is a huge topic. Just one ha'ara. One ha'ara about tchelos, because whenever you discuss the sugi of tchelos, there are three questions. A, is it really tchelos? Number one. Number two, what's the downside? That's a separate question. A, if it's really true, and number two, what's the downside? So the downside that some poskim have, 2 points. Number one is the larger issue discussed by the Achronim that the Beis Halevi brings up in a tshuva, and that is, if there is an object of a mitzvah that was out of the Mesorah for so many years, maybe that's Siyata D'Shmaya, that we are not supposed to take part in it. Maybe that's one... Well, suggested that's the most popular suggestion against the minhag of tchelas today. Again, there's tremendous pro, right? But the suggestion is, who are we? The Beis Halevi said 150 years ago. Who are we? If they didn't have it, he's not saying that, oh, if they did Averis, we do Averis. We're not, no, chas v'shalom. Los assays are different, right? Just because people wore shatnez 150 years ago, sometimes if somebody came up with a shatnez laboratory to be able to check, you know, so we do it by los assays. But by mitzvah assay, if there is an object of a mitzvah, which there aren't too many of, that was out of the Mesorah for hundreds of years, or even thousands, or more than 1,000 years, so who are we? Maybe there's a certain siyata d'shmaya that it's not supposed to come back until, you know, we have a Navi. Do we have a Navi? That's one suggestion. But on the other side, you say, no, maybe not. Maybe, but maybe not. Rav Shechter says, what about Safek Daraisa L'Chumra? It's at least a Safek. It's at least a Safek. Safek Daraisa L'Chumra. So what do they say? What do they say back? There's a Reb Chaim. They call Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says that Safek Daraisa L'Chumra is only said when, if you act based on the safek, you solve the safek. Meaning, I'm not sure if I benched or not. I don't remember if I benched. It's a safek d'oraisa. I have to bench again. Once I bench again, there's no longer a safek. I for sure benched. And therefore, that solves the safek. Safek d'oraisa l'chumra. Right? That solves the safek. But let's say, even if I act, I wouldn't solve the safek. Here, is it tcheles? Is it not tcheles? Should I do it? Should I not do it? I'm not sure. So even if I do it, I still don't know if I should have done it. It's still a safek. So maybe you don't say safek d'oraisa l'chumra in that case. Right? That's what they quote in the name of a number of achronim. Either way, so this is a major issue. But one final point, and this is what Rav Schechter's strongest point is, and this is what he holds, and he's very strong about this. And again, other achronim do not agree with him. But again, he says that if nowadays, because there's a possibility of wearing tcheles, and there's at least a possibility that this is the true tcheles, and if somebody does a mitzvah not completely the way they could do it, there's a chashash of bal tigra. Forget a safek about an aseh. But as we discussed yesterday, bal tigra. What does bal tigra mean? We mentioned yesterday. Bal tigra means if I do a mitzvah, I'm yotzeh, but I don't do it in the most perfect way I can. Right? If I'm not yotzeh, the Minchas Chinuch pointed out yesterday, then for sure it's not bal tigra. If I shake three minim, that's not bal tigra, that's nothing. I have to do a mitzvah which I'm yotzeh with big gira'on. So says Rav Schechter, he writes this in his Sefer the Gina Segos, that there is a worry here, in his view, that it could be a problem. He quotes this from the Beis Halevi, quotes this from the Shagas Aryeh, that if somebody does a mitzvah not bishle Musa, after kaimelon kachachamim de Rebbe, de tcheles enema akeves es alavon, mikal mako, mishiyesh biyodot tcheles, veno matriach hazas wola atila bebigdo, hariyesh bozeh mishem bal tigra. So that is his aura. Other achronim say back, no. What do you mean? Maybe we're not sure it is. If you have it vadai and you don't wear it, fine. But who says this is vadai? So again, this is a big lot of excitement in this sugya of tcheles and lavan. But either way, that was just some of the haaris, some of the svaris that are given. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara now, fourth line from the top. Shatshitzi atzvi simen. Vahashta the Tani Avua de Shmuel Bar Avyislach. But 1 minute. Now that the Avua de Shmuel Bar Avyislach said as follows. We're going to have to change our thinking. What we've said. Now that we have said. Eluhain Yeshanos. What's the definition of old and new tefillin? What's the definition? So, now that we have the following definition. Eluhain Yeshanos. Kol Sheyesh Bahen Ritzuos Umukusharos. Old means perfect tefillin, like we have. You have the straps, you have the knots, right, done properly. That's Yeshanos. Chadashos, yesh ben ritzuos velo mekusharos. What are chadashos, new tefillin? You have the tefillin perfectly. You have the straps coming out of the boxes. You have everything. You just don't have the extra knots done, right, in the back of the head, the knot for the shel rosh, the knot for the edge of the shel yad. So you have perfect tefillin. That's chadashos, without those knots. So says the Gemara, to kuli amalo tarachinish. What, that they did that for an amulet? Oh, come on. Everybody's gonna agree there that for sure is tefillin and you're allowed to carry those in. So now that if that's the definition of chadashos and yeshanos, then everybody would have to agree that a person wouldn't be tareach, and therefore the issue on Shabbos, and this is how the Ritva adds, is one of not of tircha, that can't be the machlokas in the Mishnah. Right? The machloket about or the brisa between chadashos and yeshanos. The issue must be one of kshira b'shabbos, as the Gemara is about to talk about. Just to add in a line here. So what's the machloket about if it's not about tircha? It's about kshira. Am I worried? Am I nervous that if you carry in these tefillin, you're going to want to wear them in and you're going to have to tie them, and tying them on Shabbos is a malacha d'oraisa. That's the issue here, whether we would allow you to carry in chadashos or only yeshanos. It's not one of bal tosif, it's one of kshira b'shabbos. Says the Gemara, but 1 minute. Okay, then why don't you just make a bow? Why don't you don't make a knot in the back of it, just make a bow. So that wouldn't be a problem, would it be? Amar Rav Chisda, Zoso Meres, Aniva, Psula B'Tfilin. It must be that wouldn't be good enough for Tfilin. For Tfilin, you need a knot. You need Kshira. And if you just make a bow, it wouldn't be good enough. As we know, for Yochas Shabbos, there's a difference between bows and knots. So that's one answer. Ayaniv Psula Betvillin. So the Chashugi Chemed here, actually we'll wait, first we'll continue. Abaya Amar, Abaya is another answer. Reb Yehuda lo taimei, za Amar Aniva Kshir Ma'al Yasahi. Just the opposite. Reb Yehuda Lishitaso, Reb Yehuda who says that you're not allowed to carry in new tefillin. Why? Because he holds bows or knots on Shabbos. And therefore, bow, if you make a bow in tefillin, that will be good enough for tefillin. But that will be a malach on Shabbos. So you can't have your cake and eat it too. If it's good enough for tefillin, it's going to be good enough for Shabbos too, and that's why he's worried. And that's why he says one is not allowed to carry it in on Shabbos, because you might come to make even an aniva, and that would be a problem. Here's the Tosfos that I mentioned a couple of days ago, right here, relating to Shira every day of one's tefillin. If you look in the middle of Tosfos Abaya, Tosfos says, Umikan Amar Rabbeinu Tam, right across from where we are. Rabbeinu Tam is from our Gemara. What does it sound like from this Gemara? You have to tie your tefillin So what does Rabbeinu Tam say? But you have to tie your tefillin where? It sounds like it is... Is it tied already? Is it totally tied? So let's see. Umikan Amar Rabbeinu Tam. De ein sarach b'chol yom lahatir kesher tefillin. V'lachzer v'likshar b'shash ha-minichan. Kagon shahai omer Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Rabbeinu Tam says, you see from our Gemara that Rabbeinu Eliyahu is wrong. Rabbeinu Eliyahu says you have to tie the knots of your tefillin every day. Rabbeinu Tam says that's wrong. From here, why? De im kain, because if it's true that you have to retie your knots every day, chadashos amai asar. So then, tying the knots of your tefillin every day would not be an issur d'oraisa. Why? Hacha mishum kshira halahavi kesher shakayama. Wow. Because we know in Hilchas Shabbos kshira, we discussed this back in the 15th parak of Shabbos, Eluk Sharm, about there, that one of the definitions of the two ingredients that go into kshira b'Shabbos d'oraisa is the objective knot and the time that it's supposed to be there. Right, we discussed a major machlokas rishonim about that. But time definitely plays a role. So, if you're going to untie it within 24 hours, it's not going to be a malacha daraisa. So what are we worried about here? We're being gozer for a kesher she'eino shel kayama. Rabbeinu Tam says, the fact that we are worried about tying a knot, tefillin knot, and it's going to be a daraisa means it's going to last more than 24 hours, a raya to me, says Rabbeinu Tam, against Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Aye, Umashahevi, Rabbeinu Eliyahu brings a raya to his own shita from Menachos, where it says, when he's supposed to make a bracha on your tefillin, from Shas Hanacha ad Shas Kishira. So Rabbeinu Tam says, don't take that word shira literally. That means when you put on your tefillin, when you have makam, until you tie it all the way around your arm. But that doesn't mean that you tie your tefillin every day. And that, of course, is what we hold. We do not hold that we make the knots new every day. We just are meniach them every day, but we don't tie it every day. So that is a major machlokas between Rabbeinu Eliyahu and Rabbeinu Tam. Number one. Number two, the Ritva here, by the way, quotes a middle shita. The Ritva here quotes, I think I brought it. Yeah, the Ritva quotes a pshara shita in the name of Rabbeinu Shimshon, who says that the bishel yad kosher umatir b'chol yom aver lo shel rosh. He holds like Rabbeinu Eliyahu by the shel yad and like Rabbeinu Tam by the shel rosh. He quotes this in the middle opinion. Interesting. Svar alumnus is trying to figure out why there would be a difference. But related to this is a fascinating chiddush of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer says, what happens sometimes? It shouldn't happen l'chadchila. But what happens sometimes? Let's say somebody forgot their tefillin somewhere and they're borrowing somebody's tefillin. Says the Avnei Nezer in a tshuva. So what happens sometimes, let's say somebody knows how to do this, they'll take their friend's tefillin, it'll be too small for them, too big for them, so they'll adjust the knot to fit their head. And then afterwards, they'll put it back, because if you borrow somebody's tefillin, you have to put it back to where it was, which is never a good idea, because you never get it exactly in the same spot. Okay, but let's say that somebody did this. They took their borrowed somebody's tefillin, and they adjusted it to fit their head. And then they put it back. Says the Avnei Nezer, they're not Yotzei. Why aren't they Yotzei? Because that's not a kesher shel kayama. And just like by Shabbos, for the Isser d'Oraisa, you need a kesher shel kayama that lasts 24 hours, so too, for Hilchas Tefillin, you need a kesher shel kayama, says the Avnei Nezer. And therefore, he writes here in Arachayim Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, Dil didon dolo kaim alang kribi enu elio, enu yotze betfilin elo bekesher shel kayama, kamo b'Shabbos, dolo chashev kesher shel kayama, vahani denasvi tfilin shel acherim, umishanin hakesher, lefi midas rosham, Lav shaper avdi. The habaylim yishanu acher acher kesh lefi midas rosham. The baylim will be mishanu the kesher according to their head. Nimsa rishon lo havi shel kayam. But lo yasi dechavaso. You're messing up your friend and you. Umitzvah lefarseim adavar. It's a mitzvah to be mefarseimness. That's what the Avnei Nezer says. All the other Achronim say it's no mitzvah to be mefarseim because it's not correct. Why isn't it correct? The most major issue of Soloveitchik says, he says, you can't compare Hilchas Tefillah to Hilchas Shabbos. What are you talking about? First, for Hilchas Shabbos, you need 24 hours, Kesher Shel Kayama. But for Hilchas Tefillin, you need Kesher Shel Kayama. You need a Kesher. Who says you need Kesher Shel Kayama? Whatever's defined as a Kesher. Who said time plays a role when it comes to... The Gemara continues now with the next piece. Says the Gemara, after the 2 days of Rav Chisda and Abaya, Taima da Aniva Kshira Ma'al Yasahi. The one problem is because Aniva is a Kshira Ma'al Yasa, and that's why we're worried. Halav Hachi Aniv Lahu. But without this, you would be able to make a bow. The only reason that you have a problem here with the Kshira is that if you have an Aniva, it might be a Kshira, it might be a Shabbos problem. But without that, Aniva would be okay for Tfilin. The Amar of Yehuda, Braid the Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, which made the Rav. Kesher Shel Tfilin, Halacha L'Moshe Misinayu. What do you mean? But to make a knot for Hilchas Tfilin, it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinayu. You have to make a knot. So what do you mean? There's no possibility that you'd have to make it Aniva. The Amar Rav Nachman, Vinoyehen Labar. And you have to make it so that it is seen from the outside. What does that mean? Rashi says that the ksharim and the all related, everything related to the kesher has to be seen from the outside, and it has to be halacha moshe b'sinai, has to be made. What is the Gemara talking about here? What's halacha moshe b'sinai in the kesher? Rashi says shin dalid yud, all three. Rashi says the shin that we pull out of the box of the tefillin shell rosh, that's the shin, the dalis on the back of the tefillin shell rosh and the knot, and the yud on the tefillin shell yad, that is all halacha moshe b'sinai, says Rashi. And that's the Gemara's question here, but the one that's important for us are the knots. So you see, you can't make a bow. Forget Hilchos Shabbos. Tosfos says only the Tosfos Adir Maskel Kesher. He thinks only the shin is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, not the others. But either way, that's you see. So what's the habamita to make a bow? So the Gemara answers the Anivluhu Kein Kshira Ditu. No, it means to make a bow like a knot. Meaning it will be enough of a bow that it will be like a knot, but it won't be enough of a bow that it would be considered what we call a bow. Okay, period. One interesting ha'ara. Rashi here quotes, what does it mean, vinoyehen labar? Vinoyehen, Rashi says, oso heker ha'osios. That those letters, labar, lachutz, she'enam klapi atfilin bein abatim. The kesher has to be on the outside, visible. Ela kenegan maris ha'ayin. Lefishenemar bahen. Because why? Why does the knots have to be on the outside so people could see it? Because the pasuk, it says, V'ro kalami aris kishem Hashem nikar olech v'yor mimekka. The pasuk in Parshas Kisavo. And the Gemara in Brachos Davav Darshins, Elu tefillin shabarosh. The tefillin shabarosh have to be seen, have to be galui. Right, not the one on the shal yad, but the one on the shal rosh has to be galui. V'ro kalami aris. That's the source for these two words of Anoe and Labar, has to be seen on the outside. Rabbeinu Yonah has an important ha'ara halacha lamaisa in Meseches Brachos. Rabbeinu Yonah says, isn't it interesting that all mitzvahs that we have to do by day start by dawn? B'di'eved, and lechadchilo they start by neitzachama. Right, all mitzvahs, except for two, tefillin and tzitzis. Tefillin and tzitzis have their own time when it starts. Misha yakir. For when you can tell that, when you can see your friend, Dalet Amos away, when you can see your acquaintance. The Gemara says in Brachos, why? Why dafka? Those two. All the mitzvahs start by dawn, by sunrise, and all of a sudden here you have Misha yakir. Because, says Rabbeinu Yonah, both of those have an element of re'ia that's connected to them. Tzitzis, ure'isim oso, is a chardim, it's called mitzvahs Hashem. Tfilin, for this pasuk, v'ro kalami aretz, kishem Hashem nikra olecha, v'yor mimekka. So that is why the Rabbi Yonah says, those two go by Misha Yakir. Okay, interesting, one final hara. The Ramah writes in Hilchas Tfilin, this is an unknown shita, because we're not usually making tfilin. The Ramah says, the Shulchan Aruch there talks about making the shin and the dalis and the yud. Yach v'zaratul atok ma'varta v'yasa kesher k'min dalis b'shel rosh u'k'min yud b'shel yad l'hash l'mosios shakai im hashin she b'shel rosh. So you have the shin and the dalis and the yud. And the Rama says, "V'lo yase haksharim elo la'achar sha'asa hashid mitfilin." V'yachrach yase hadalis, v'yachrach hayud, k'seder otzias Hashem. You have to make the word in the order that it is read. The shin, let's say I'm going to make my, I'm going to do the straps before it's not going to come up usually because you're not going to make the box of the tefillin before you do the dalos and the yud. But the dalos and the yud of sofer might make, right, the, out of order. Says the Rama, the sofer should make the, do it in order. After he makes the tefillin box with the shin, the dalos on the shel rosh and the yud on the shel yad. In that order. The Mishnah Berurah here quotes the minhag of having a double dalos in the back. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to quote the dalos. The other Achronim, the Chassam Sofer, is quoted as having the double dalos, meaning the box in the back. So everybody should follow their minhag. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav, Alokeach Tefillin, Mimishin Omumche. If somebody buys tefillin from someone who is not expert, someone's not expert. Tosfos says, this is obviously only a bidyevet. L'chadchila, he's supposed to buy from an expert. Let's say somebody bought the only one you have. Bodek shtayim shel yad v'acha shel rosh. You have to check three tefillins in order to create a chazaka. So you can check two shel yads or one shel rosh. O shtayim shel rosh v'acha shel yad. Right? Two of each. Two of one and one of the other. Says the Gemara, man of shach. I don't understand. Imi chad gavra kazavin. If you're buying all of them from the same person, livdok o shalosh o yad o shalosh o rosh. Why can't you just do three of one type? Imi trei tlasa gavri zavin. And if you are buying from two or three sellers, kol chad v'chad li boy bedika. So then each one requires bedika, if you're buying from each one. You can't just rely on the others. So the Gemara says, la'ola michad gavra zavin. Really, you're buying from one person, but ube'ida demismachi b'shel yad u'b'shel rosh. But he has to prove himself in both shel yads and shel roshes. They're different. And therefore, you have to establish three as a chazaka, but you have to do shel yad and shel rosh. You have both ingredients. You don't need three from each one. Three altogether, two of one and one of the other. Period. Eight is it's really true of Hatani Rabba Bar Shmuel Bitfilin Bodek Shalosh Shel Yad V'Shel Rosh. He says three Ma'ilav O Shalosh Shel Yad O Shalosh Shel Rosh. Doesn't that mean three of either one? Lo Shalosh Mehen Shel Yad O Mehen Shel Rosh. No, it means three altogether. But you can make add it up to whatever you want. The Hatani Rav Kahana Bitfilin Bodek Shtayim Shel Yad V'Shel Rosh. Rav Kahana says two. That's for sure. Guess what we said? Hamani Rebbe he to Amar b'shrei zimni avi chazaka. No, this is Rebbe Shita. Two is a chazaka. We know, famous machlokas, important machlokas. How many times does it take to make a chazaka? Rebbe says two, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel say three. What do we paskin? We paskin three, generally, by Shar Hamuad, by Hilchas Nida, we paskin three, except when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh. When it comes to Bikuach Nefesh, we're machmir to assume chazakas even with two. So if somebody has two brothers that died from bris mila, hemophilia, he does not get. Two is enough. If there's the issue of katzlanis, if a woman has two husbands that died, so she cannot marry a third husband, which lamaisa, the Gemara talks about, the Pesukim talk about, that halacha might not apply, because what if a woman becomes an almana twice, she can't get married a third time? Was it in chutzla aretz that it could be that it's the chet of chutzla aretz that caused them? There are many different heterim in that sugya in Meseches Yevamos. If she's doing a mitzvah, what if she's doing yibum? What if she's doing yibum? So does that mitzvah shluche mitzvah in nizokin? Right. So there's a big discussion of that, but it's a more of a Meseches Yevamos discussion. Viter e Rebbe. If it's Rebbe, that is only two. A maseifa v'chein betzeves hasheni v'chein betzeves hashlishi. But Rebbe, but it says that you should do the same thing with the second and the third bundle of tefillin. What do you mean the third bundle of tefillin? According to Rebbe, you only need to establish it twice. So, v'i Rebbe, shlishim yislei, so moda Rebbe, b'tzvasim, to betray tefillas agavri zavin. No, Rebbe says that by the bundles, it's talking about from two or three sellers. So, yach, yafil revi nami, yafil chamishi nami. So even the fourth or the fifth, you should check every bundle, if they're all from different sellers. And achinami, yes. Why does it say three? Just to be motzi from Rebbe's usual rule of two. See, he says three. But he doesn't mean only three. Ula olam afilu revi v'chamishi nami. Period. Good. So what about checking our tefillin? That's checking tefillin for the first time. What about checking tefillin today? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Lamed Tes, how often should one check one's tefillin? The Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Lamites, Tfilin, Shehuchzaku Bakashrus, Einam Tzrichin Bedika La'olam. If they're Muchzak Kashrus, you never have to check your Tfilin. Once you knew right from the beginning that they're muhsak, v'im eino manichan el leprakim, but if you only put them on once in a while, so you don't know what, it's not like you wear them every day, so then, tzrichim bedika pamayim b'shavua, there's the Shulchan Aruch, the twice out of 7 years, if you don't wear them normally, and it doesn't have a chazaka commonly. Says the Mishnah Brura, if you wear them, they never need bedika, shekozman shechipuyan shalem, as long as the box looks intact, and there's no reyasa, you don't know of any moisture that got in there, harehim b'cheskasa min adin, v'in choshashem shemen nimchaka os mitochano nikva. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham, mikol makom nachon lebodka. No, it's still appropriate. Why? Mipnei shemiskalkalin mipnei hazeah. Sweat gets through. So the question is he taught, the Magen Avraham in the 1600s, did he have the same quality of closure that we have? The same quality as sealing. So that's why the Shlomo Zalman writes, they quoted in Halicha Shlomo, he says, Ein noagin levdokes atfilin shenatu bizmaneinu behidur lo siba miyuchedes. The Shlomo Zalman says, don't. Unless there's a specific reason, don't. And he says, I've seen more problems come when you open it up. You open it up, you move this cloth. So Shlomo Zalman says mikama bitfilim bezmanenu asuim behidur in lachosh lazevi adaraba al piarov mitsuim takalos rak laachar sheniftachu v'tikna mechadash v'chein leinyin mizuzah b'mikamo shekoven amizuzah b'toch hakosa b'klischuches v'einu nogas b'kosel ein mafin libdo pamayim b'zayin shanim. Same thing with mizuzah, he says. If it's an outdoor mizuzah, if it's a mizuzah that doesn't have a back to it, so then maybe moisture got in the back and something happened. But if it's our mizuzahs, unless there's a midah, some people check during Elul every couple of years. But in general, says Shlomo Zalman, he is not a fan of checking bizman hazeh. Okay, we continue. Matzan tzvasim okrichas v'chulu. If somebody finds bundles, so then there's other halachas. What did the Mishnah say? You got to leave them there. Why? Because you're not going to be able to carry them all in anyway. Says so. My tzvasim, my krichos. They both mean bundles. What's the difference? Am Rav Yehuda, my Rav. Heinein tzvasim, heinein krichos. They both mean bundles. But tzvasim zuve zuve. Tzvasim means they're tied each in pairs. You have a shel rosh and shel yad tied together, and then another shel rosh and shel yad, another shel rosh and shel yad. That's the other, and then they're in a big pile. Krichos to krichatuva. That just means they're all over the place. They're all in a big bundle. Good. So what does it mean? You have to leave them there. If they're in big bundles, if there's a whole pile of fill-in, you have to leave them there. You have to cover them and leave them there. So, why can't you take them in one at a time? We didn't answer this question when we mentioned the Mishnah. Why can't you bring them in one at a time? So it'll take a while. So, if you'd be able to do that and finish all of them before Shabbos ends, then fine. But what's the Mishnah talking about? But if you can't bring them all in, so you're going to have to go after Shabbos anyway to schlep the rest. So if you're going to have to go anyway to schlep the rest, so you might as well schlep all of them and not go back and forth all Shabbos day. So that's what the Mishnah's talking about, period. But b'shas ha-sakana, don't go back and forth, but sakana, just leave them there. Cover them and leave. We have another brisa that says, b'shas sakana, you are allowed to take them in there, walking less than dalar amos each time, so you're not violating an issa daraisa. You're not doing an akira and a hanacha with 4 amos in between. So the Gemara answers, I'm a rav lo kasha. Depends what type of sakana. Ha besakanas nachri, ha besakanas listim. Are we talking about a gzeira against tefillin? Or are we talking about listim who might come and take the tefillin and act Bibi Zion with them? Rashi has 2 days here. Which is which? We're going to go with the second day of Rashi, which Rashi writes on Amid Beis. Rashi, if you look on the first skinny line of Rashi, Lashin Acher V'Ikar, but I think the following. The Mishnah is about a case where they made a gzera not to wear tefillin. So in that type of case, you leave him there, you cover them and you leave, because it's Sakanas Nefashis. You don't have to risk your life for tefillin. Masha Ekein, in the other, where it's not a Sakana of a gzera against wearing tefillin, but it's just an issue of listin. They're going to take them. They're going to be mavaza them. So then you can take them in. That's the answer. Amrle Abaye, 1 minute. But Mayo Kintu Lamastisan, our Mishnah, which says just leave them. Besakanas Oves Gililim, that's about a sakana, a gzeira against tefillin. And that's why you should just cover and leave them. Aim a seifa. But look at the next line of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Nozal Chaveiro, Chaveiro. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you know what you do? You pass them from friend to friend. without walking at all. But if the Mishnah is talking about a case of a gzeira against tefillin, kol shekein da'afsha milsa. That's great. Then they make it even more of a ruckus, and you're going to bring more attention to yourself. So how can you say the Mishnah is talking about a case of a gzeira against tefillin? If you see Rav Shimon Shita, so the Gemara answers, you're right, the Mishnah is missing a couple of words, you should put this in our understanding. This is what the Tanakhama continues. When do you say you have to cover and leave them there? That's only by if there's a gzeira against tefillin. But if it's just that you're worried about, you know, bizayon, so you take it little by little, walking a little bit. That's the Rabbanan sheet. That's the Tanakhama. And to that, Reb Shimon says, no, it's better to pass from friend to friend than for one person to go pachos pachos. So now, Reb Shimon, Omer Nosel HaChaver, V'chol B'maika Mifliki. Now that we've explained the machlokes, as the Tanakhama says, it's better for one person to go slowly. And the Reb Shimon says, no, it's better to pass it from friend to friend. Either way, it's not an Issa D'Oraisa. So what's the machlokas about? But my kamiflagi. So mar savar pachos me arba amos adif. The first, the Tanakhama says it's better for one person to go less than 4 amos. Di amre nosan lechaveru vechaveru lechaveru avsha milsa de shabsa. That is more of a bizayin of Shabbos. Avsha milsa, which is a sugi that comes up in Masechah Shabbos. It means the thing has become known. Avsha milsa in halachic terms is used for the iser derabanan on having loud Kalim working in your house on Shabbos. We know we paskin midaraisa, like they say, well, Shvisas Kalim, I'm allowed to have Kalim work for me on Shabbos. My light is allowed to go on Shabbos by itself. I'm allowed to have a refrigerator on Shabbos, right? Because there's no Isser of Shvisas Kalim. I have to rest, my children have to rest, my Avadim have to rest, but not my Kalim. But there's an Isser Durabanan. If my Kli makes a lot of noise, it's a bizoyan of Shabbos. People might think that I put it on. It's a bizoyan. And that's why. That's the discussion of having a washer dryer still on when Shabbos starts. That's the issue of, a dishwasher. We spoke about that a couple of months ago. The Tzitz Eliezer has a fascinating, we'll get to that. Let's just finish the statement. Umar Savar knows, and the other Shita says, Umar Savar knows on the Chaveiro Adav. No, it's better to give it to friends. Diamond Molich and Pachas Me Arba Amos, Zinin Delava Daite. Sometimes a person won't realize it. Fa'asi Lasu Yina Arba Amos Bershas Arabim. And he might come to go more than 4 Amos, so it's better to have more people do it. Avshamil says, we just said, is only where it makes noise. The Tzitz Eliezer has an important tshuva where he says, what about a sprinkler system? Are you allowed to have a sprinkler system set on a Shabbos clock? So, l'chadchilo, maybe not, but is it so bad? Let's say if somebody comes to you and he says there's some chilonim out there that are going to put it on Shabbos morning if you don't give him the heter. Says, this is Eliezer, maybe it's not included in Avsha Milsa. Avsha Milsa is only nishma'in and not near-in. Sprinkler system doesn't make so much noise. And therefore, Me'ikar Adin, it will be mutter. It's best even to have a sign up that this is Pa'al al-Yidei Sha'on Shabbat. But Me'ikar Adin, it is mutter. And the Shmir Shabbos quotes the Tzitz Eliezer. To quote the Shmir Shabbos, right? We just, the Chal Yisrael lost one of the great Gedolei Adar this week. The Shmir Shabbos, Gilchaser of Neuwirth. So to quote, L'zeichah Nishmaso, as we're in his Shiva, just to quote his Sefer, as somebody pointed out, there's very few Svarim that are in every Orthodox Jew's house. Right to left, doesn't matter what Ashkafa a person has. There's a Shmir Shabbos in the house. Or there should be a Shmir Shabbos in the house. And everybody accepts him. He was one of the few Gedolim that every single person accepted. Unbelievable. So the Shmir Shabbos says, Mutter Liftoach, Mamtarot Hashka'a, Vitatfafot Mibod Yom, Uvashir M'suchas B'Shabbos. Just like you're allowed to leave your light on before Shabbos, you can leave your sprinkler on before Shabbos. K'dela Hashko says, Asada Wasagina, right, to be Mashke the field or the garden, and then to turn it off on Shabbos. There's no Isser turning it off. The Chazon Ish just points out, turn it off quickly, not slowly. Because if you turn it off slowly, then the water goes across the grass that it wasn't going on before. And that would be Zoreya. So turn it off quickly so it goes off right away. But either way, that's the Tzitz Eliezer, that's not included in Avsha Milsa. Okay, there's a lot more here, but we need to continue. V'chein b'no. Also, not only could you pass the tefillin, but your child. B'no ma'boyosev. What's a kid doing out in the field? The woman gave birth out in the field. What does it mean, even 100 people involved? Even though it's difficult for the baby to be passed from person to person, still, this is what you're allowed to do for Hilcha Shabbos, pass from person to person. So some of the Achronim point out, this sounds like it's difficult for the baby to be passed from one person to another, so how do we have kvaters? Kvaters is a minog, we brought into the Mila. Well, only 2 people are different. It's not so bad. Others say, no, in those days it was just the baby. Now we at least do it on a pillow.
On a pillow, the baby's not moving, the pillow's moving. The baby's in the same place, it's on the pillow. So either way, Baruch HaShulchan writes, Minhag Yisrael Torah, if you want to look it up, in Simon Reisla Mechei and Hilchas Mila, he talks about this Gemara. Period. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nozi Adam Chavis. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're also a barrel, not just a baby, not just tefillin. For less later, Rabbi Yehuda Hadetznan, HaBehema V'Akelim Karagli HaBailim. Or Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold, like the Mishnah in Beitza, that the barrel or the items of a person are subject to the owner's tchum. So you can't just bring a barrel from outside the tchum if you can't go out from out there, so your barrel can't. So a couple of suggestions until we get to the final answer. Amarei Shlakesh Bishum Levi Saba Hacha, I'm sorry. Yeah, Hacha Mayaskinan Bim Ma'aron Michavis Lachavis. No, you pour the water. You don't move the barrel. You pour the water from barrel to barrel. You leave the original barrel outside. Rabbi Yehuda L'Taimei Daramai Main Behem Mamish. And Rabbi Yehuda is L'Shita. So that water is not Konish Fisa. It's not significant enough. Titznan Rabbi Yehuda Poter B'Mayim Abnei Shein Behem Mamish. Period. Umay Lo Tahalech Zu. But 1 second. Does it, in our Mishnah, the Chachamim Argan Rabbi Yehuda, they said this. No, you can't do this. This sounds like it's talking about the barrel, not about the water. Zu is this. So no, Lo Yahalech Ma Shebizu Yosem Miragli Bailan. That's what the Rabbanan mean. Talking about the water. Period. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. So we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda allows it in our Mishnah because he's talking about the water, and water is insignificant. Amar de Shamas led Rabbi Yehuda. When do we say that water is insignificant? Hecha de Balian Beisa. When they're in a dough. Hecha de Isnu Beinayo Mishamas lay. Water in a dough loses its own significance. But water in a soup? Water in a tavshil? Hasha Bekdeira Amar Rabbi Yehuda lo batli. Beinayo batli. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if it's mixed into a cooked pot, it doesn't lose its own significance. But you're telling me if it's plain water, it will? No, of course not. The time of Yehuda Omer, Mayim u'melach b'telen b'isa v'imitalam b'kterim b'nei rotva. But water retains its own significance. So we're back to the question. How could Rabbi Yehuda, we said, oh, it's the barrel. No, it can't be the barrel because that's outside the tchum. So it's the water because water doesn't have significance. But water does have significance if it is by itself. So next try. El amarava hacha bechavis shekansa shvisa umayim shelo kanu shvisa askinan. We're talking about a barrel that was kona shvisa, but what meaning? And therefore, the barrel is stuck outside the tchum, but the water was not kona shvisa. How is water not kona shvisa? It was in a river when Shabbos started. And if it's moving when Shabbos started, it's not going to Shvisa. To bat l'chavis l'gabi mayim, and the barrel is secondary to the water. It's not as we've had in the past. Hamotzi chai b'mita. If somebody carries out a live person on a bed on Shabbos, pater afal amita. Just like he's pater for the person on a daraisa level, chai nosi es atzmo, he's pater for the bed. Because the mita is secondary. Hamozi ochlin pachos mikashir bekli. If somebody carries out food less than the shir in a kli, patarav ala kli. Mibnesha kli tafelo. So you see, ikar and tafel. If you have the tafel inside, so the ikar is pulled after the tafel. If you have an ikar inside, the tafel is pulled after the ikar. Period. 1 second. Masav Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shayara nosin adam chavis lachaver v'chaver lachavero. Bryce that says Rabbi Yehuda only allows this in a shayara, in a caravan in the middle of nowhere. B'shayara in shalom b'shayara lo. He doesn't allow it generally. El Amar Rabbi Yosef kitznan namim masizim b'shayara tznan. Okay, our Mishnah is about that case in the middle of nowhere. Abaya Omer b'shayara. Rabbi says no. You don't have to say the Mishnah is about a shayara. Even though Shayara has differences in halacha. Bishayara, in a case of Shayara in the middle of nowhere, afilu chavis shakansa shvisu, mayim shakanu shvisa. Even if the chavis of the mayim were kona shvisa, you're still allowed to take it within the tchum. Shalo bishayara chavis shakansa shvisu, mayim shalokanu shvisa. Fine. So, what have we said so far? Our Mishnah is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's either in a case in the middle of nowhere, or it's not in the middle of nowhere, but if it's not in the middle of nowhere, you have to say that it's water that wasn't kona shvisa. Fine. One final suggestion. Rav Ashi Amar Hacha Bechavis De Hefker Askinan Umayim De Hefker Askinan. We're talking about Hefker water in a barrel. Uman Amrulo. So who's the Amrulo? Who are the Rabbanan? The anonymous Rabbanan in the Mishnah that argue with Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. Rabbi Nuri, who we had earlier in the Masechta. De Amar. What did he say on Daf Memhei? Chefze Hefker Konin Shvisa. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri says you can't move this because chafzei hefker are also konish visa. Umaylo tahalech zu yoser miragli abaylim. What does that mean? Lo yahalchu elu yoser mikalim sheish lahem baylim. It means elu more than other kalim that have baylim. Meaning chafzei hefker konish visa. And the Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda would hold chafzei hefker are not kone shvisa. Okay. Either way, this takes us to the Mishnah by the Shem. Again, the next couple of dafim will be put up, and we will continue by the Shem on Monday.